Why are all old Asian people always stretching in the park? Like, it doesn't matter which city and which park you go to. You wake up 6:30 in the morning. You see about 250 old Asian people all doing this shit at the same time. For like 3 hours. What the fuck are they doing? And my dad was trying to explain to me. He's like, oh, they're warming up to do Tai Chi. I'm like, for how long? And ironically, Tai Chi is a warm-up in itself. So they're warming up to warm up for nothing. And I think to a lot of Americans, like, people think that Tai Chi is some like exotic Chinese secret, some oriental art. No, Tai Chi is just exercise for people who are too old to exercise. Let's not exoticize these things, you know? It's actually super simple to do Tai Chi. I went to the park, watched those old people for like an hour, and I learned how to do Tai Chi. Very simple. All you gotta do is two things. All you gotta do to do Tai Chi is pretend you're wiping down a window and getting a blowjob at the same time. You guys seem skeptical. Allow me to demonstrate. Simple. All you gotta do, you get in your little stance, right? Okay? And then you wipe down a window, and now you get a blowjob. And then you lift her head up because you're a gentleman, you know? That's Tai Chi. Hey, thank you. Let's not exoticize these Asian things. They're just old people reminiscing about the days when they got sucked off. That's it.
And it stinks getting older and fatter. And I used to be something back in the day, boys. I used to be something. I did. I used to run cross country. You Google it. I think I still hold the state record for taking the most in the woods. But I'm on a diet now. I'm eating nothing but Fruit Loops. But my wife has me on a... My wife has me on a diet now where I can have one cheat day. So I can have a hamburger with the cheese and the bun one day a week. Or anytime I drive by a fast food restaurant when she's not with me in the car. All right. It sucks getting old and fat, I tell you. I remember when my beard turned white, my wife was like trying to comfort me. Oh, that's okay, honey. I like somebody with a little salt and pepper in their beard. Made me feel a little better. Then she goes, it's the corn in your teeth that's disgusting. I was going to say broccoli, but none of y'all believe I eat broccoli. All right, so I'd say that. Here's the thing about getting older. You start losing your daggone memory. I have a hard time remembering stuff now. It's so frustrating. Have you ever left your groceries on the roof of your car? Yeah, for 3 weeks? You ever did? I'm a hypochondriac. I always think I'm dying of something, freaking out. Had a red blotch right there one time for a week. It's freaking me out. So I go get a biopsy on it. Tested positive for picante sauce. Idiot. Cost me $1,000 to do that. Good news is he wrote me a prescription for napkins, so that's pretty good, I guess. I always think I'm dying. Don't ever look nothing up on the internet, because it ain't good. It's always lupus or Lou Gehrig's. That's what it is. One of them two. I think I got both of them damn diseases. Seen a commercial the other day for breast implant leakage. I had every damn symptom of a breast implant leakage in there. These stupid things. I ain't kidding with you. Don't ever look it up. It's always lupus. Except for one time I had a lump right here. And honestly, I'm like, what the hell? I look it up. Oh, brain cancer. That's it for me. I'm a dead man. I got brain cancer. You never learn nothing on the internet medically looking it up. Except one time I did. I found out that jock itch is also the name of a porn star in France. And what is it about getting in your mid-50s, your big toenails like a manhole cover all of a sudden? Holy smokes, I went to clip it the other day, the pin popped out of the clipper system in there. Holy smokes. Finally, I chip it off, hits my kid in the head, knocks him out. He's bleeding from the eyeball.
The older you get, the less people you need in your life. You don't need, ain't nobody got 100 friends, MySpace and Facebook. Nobody got 100 friends. Two. You just need two people to check on you if they ain't seen you to see if you had a stroke. They come to your house and look through the window. That's all you need is two people to call 911. That's all you need. See, when you're young and somebody shows up at your house unexpected, man, what's up? Oh, man, what are you doing? When you're 50 years old and the doorbell rings at 6 o'clock, bing, bong, who the hell? It's 6:30. Who the hell comes to somebody's house at 6:30? What? Well, we're in the neighborhood. We'll drive around, look at it. We're about to go to sleep. Man, dude, I was just 17 last week. It goes fast, man. Dude, it goes fast. I'm serious, man. Enjoy this. It goes quick. Dude, I could outhang you. I could hang. Now I can't sleep because I got to go to the bathroom, but that's different. I got to stay up for reasons, for personal reasons. I don't know when I started getting tired. Everybody here, anybody here over 35, 40, remember you sit there, it's like 9 o'clock at night, and you look at your wife, oh, it's 9:30. Where did the day go? It's 9:30. And you talk about that for an hour. It's 9:30. We better go to bed and get out these clothes. So when you're young, you just jump out your clothes. It takes time. Could you get that button for me? My hand's locked up. You help each other dress. Get my shoe. Can you get my shoe? It's swole up. I can't get it off. I told you to get it off earlier. You can't go to dinner at 7. You can't. Ooh, that's crazy. Trying to go to dinner at 7? Well, it's going to be 9 o'clock by the time we get back. You're already tired before you leave. Oh, God. It's already 7. By the time we get there, it'll be 7:30, 7:45. You done wore yourself out trying to get to the car. How many times have you dressed up to go out and you mess up and sit down? You still want to go? I sat down now. I don't need to go. You're the two best-dressed people looking at the closer. I'm glad we didn't go. I'm glad, too. I thought you wanted to go. I never want to go. Man. Oh. Oh, man. You 17, you got a girlfriend? You ain't ready. You ain't ready. You 17, you ain't ready. You ain't ready to have a woman. You ain't nowhere near ready to have a woman. You ain't ready. You ain't ready for another 20, 30 years. You in training right now. You don't know nothing. You 17, you don't know jack. I know you think you look at your parents, I'm 17, Mom, I'm 17. And we laugh at you. Because you can't do nothing. Think about 17, been driving for a year, you still hit stuff. You know, you make dumb decisions. We were racing on a curve. Why were you doing it? I don't know. And you don't want to know why we think you're crazy. Because you got too much testosterone. That's what's wrong with you. You like everything. That's why you can't date yet. At 17, you're like, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh, oh, look at that. Oh, look at that. Oh. 17, you like everything. Your grandmama cute. Your grandma look good. At 17, if a grandma got some legs, you getting that number.
I love traveling, doing comedy. I think it's so cool. I think it's a lot of fun. Get to be in Chicago, you know what I mean? Yeah. Bipolar weather. I got to be in Phoenix. Phoenix is too hot for life. Have y'all been to Phoenix? Why is it that hot? If I lived in Phoenix, I would try to go to hell just to cool off. Like, that's how hot. Man, I went there, I was so arrogant. I was like, I don't care how hot it is. I don't even get sunburns. And then Phoenix was like, challenge accepted. It is so hot. I was white 3 weeks ago, you understand? I was like, why do I keep getting pulled over? You know, it's so weird now. All of a sudden, it started happening. And I did a show in St. Augustine, Florida. That was cool, man. St. Augustine, Florida is the oldest city in America. A lot of people don't know that for some reason. It's the oldest city in America. Another fun fact about St. Augustine is the people that first lived there still do. So many old people. Oh, my gosh. That's like heaven's waiting room. You know, everyone there is old. Yeah, man. It's also where they grow white people. There's no black people there at all. We're like unicorns. My shadow ain't even black in St. Augustine, Florida. There's three black people there. That's not even true. There's two, because I left. There's two black people, and they are ancient. Like, when I was performing there, there was one black lady in the front row. She was super old. Looked like the last survivor of Harriet Tubman's Underground Railroad, right? And she didn't even laugh at me. She was just looking at me mad the whole time. Like, why are you mad, ma'am? You should be happy. You're free now. You know what I mean? Like, it's all good. You know? You can laugh at white people. I can say that, okay? My best friend, black. Okay, I'm good. I got a black cousin, so. Just saying she was old. She was like 90. She had braces on. It's like, for what? Like, yeah. A little too late now. Like, who are you trying to look sexy for? Jesus? Because that's who you about to meet, okay? Like, who wore braces on fake teeth? Y'all think it's weird that someone just ordered dentures with gaps in it or something? That's weird. Whatever. Just saying she was old. I don't know if she was like 90 for real. I don't know. I don't like guessing women's ages because I'm a genius. I'm not stupid. It's a trap, ain't it? You don't guess women's age, especially someone younger. They flip out. You could be close to their age. They still flip out. What are you like? What are you like, 25 or something? 25? Are you serious? Do I really look that old? 25? I'm 24. Shut up. That was close enough. Older women, as long as you're within the same century, they're fine. Like, they don't even care anymore. You be like, after the moon landing, you such a gentleman. Oh, my God. So now. I'm way out of you, you know? Right? And dudes, we try to act like we don't care, right? But we care. I know I care. I know I'm getting older, right? I know I'm getting older because when I was younger, people used to tell me all the time, don't worry about a preacher. You got your whole life ahead of you. You know what they tell me now? You still got time. That's what they tell me. I guess it's one dude's age. This is how I know any men care about your age as being guests, because I went to the bathroom, and I guess this dude's, okay, well, let me explain that. I'm just not kicking down doors. How old are you? And I'm not doing that, right? What happened was, I went to use the restroom because I drank a coffee that, you know, earlier that day. I don't know if y'all drink coffee, but I don't normally drink coffee. And when I do, I feel great. I'm like, man, I'm so energized and I feel alert. And I just, why don't I drink more coffee? And then my booty's like, this is why. And it snuck up on me. And I went to the bathroom. I was like, you know what I mean? You ever do, like, you got a sauce on your way? Like, I got to go to the bathroom, right? Like, I went to the bathroom, and it was weird because I went to the, you ever go to a public restroom and you knock on the stall to see if someone's in there, right? I knocked on the stall, the guy inside said, it's open. I don't know what he expected me to do, scoot on over, like it was weird, right? So I went to the next stall, right? And I went to the next, you ever go to, like, use the bathroom and you think you only gotta pee and then you get there, your body's like, nah, son, we got more work to do. And I destroyed that bathroom. I couldn't breathe for 11 seconds. I lost brain cells. I was like, why is my arm in the toilet? It was so big. Anyway, so when I got there, it was an automatic toilet, right? I hate automatic. I hate automatic anything. I hate automatic toilets. I hate automatic lights. Why do y'all have automatic lights in the bathroom? That don't make any sense. You'll be in the bathroom getting your groove on, and the lights just shut off. You're like, oh, snap! I can't stay! You over there throwing toilet paper to get the sensor to go out. It's so annoying. And this stupid automatic toilet, people like them. Oh, they flush automatically, oh, cool. You don't know when, okay? All right? It's like Rush Roulette for your booty. I don't like that, right?
As an older woman, I have a few complaints. Sometimes I feel ignored. I got an unsolicited phone call the other day. I usually hang up, but I stayed on the line because the voice on the other end said, we're looking for the opinion of women of all ages. I said, well, all ages. I'm in that demographic. They said, are you 18 to 29? I said, no. 29 to 39, I said no. 39 to 49, I said no. They hung up. But that's only in America. There are some countries where older women are worshipped. Only kidding.
Yeah.
it's difficult for older women to get on network television these days, too, unless you're doing an advertisement for either osteoporosis or incontinence. That being said, I do have an opportunity coming up next year. I'm not counting on it because it's still not for sure. I still have to figure out a way to get shingles. I blame advertisers because advertisers only want to appeal to people in their 20s. They think people over 50 have no money, and we do. It's just that we keep having to give it to people in their 20s.
Man, but it's good to be here, man. I mean, for real, I'm turned 50. I'm 50 years old. Yeah. Everything, and you know, when you turn 50, everything changes. You don't be giving a shit about a lot of things no more. I don't care about a lot of stuff no more. I don't be getting snapped up. Like brothers try to draw me into the racism, just pull me in. All that racism. I can't get into it. We've been around a long time. You know, black people try to hang on to racism like we ain't racist. Black folks are racist too. You know you racist. You know your ass racist. Black people. Like, our racism just don't have no power though. You know? Our racism can't stop. White people can stop you from moving in a neighborhood. Black folks. This is our power right here. Better bring your white in here. Bring your here, white boy, and see what happened to you. The white dude, I'm coming in anyway. Hey, brother, be like, welcome to Popeye's, man. I'll take your order. Black folks try to get you all in that stuff. I mean, for a while, we were going through it. I mean, we fussed about Donald Trump. Donald Trump, we know he horrible. We know it.
Hey, you see what Donald did?
Yeah, all right, we know. All right, like, you ain't getting no gold medal for saying this. I said it on TV. Donald Trump, then your lights cut off. All right, I'm sorry. Calm your black down, you know. You get too black. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. He over man, Donald Trump. We know he up. He talking about building that wall and all that bull. It was funny to me because people was upset. He gonna be like, you know how long it gonna take your ass to build a wall across the United States? He ain't even gonna be, he'll be assassinated by the time. Not that I'm saying, don't be putting, don't slow your ass down. But I'm just looking the way going, you know. I don't think he make me laugh. That's why I like him. Cause whenever you make people pissed off, I think it's funny as cause he always doing some funny ass. He shut the government down. But black folks, shut the government. Blame the shutdown on everything. Yeah, man. That's why I ain't looking for no job right now. Government shut down. I would have made it to church, but you know. I heard my cousin on the phone. The child support checked late because the government shut down. Your government and ask them, call Trump. He the one shut the down. That's why I ain't got no check for it. Them kids gonna have to understand the government. It don't even, some of the don't even affect us. We be thinking about that don't even, it don't even affect. Black folks and Mexicans, we don't have that shit. I guess as long as they don't shut the dollar store down, I'm good. Everything a dollar, everything 99 cents. They got groceries in the dollar store. They got groceries in there. You can buy groceries in the dollar store. You can eat. You gotta eat it in line though. You can't take it home, put it in the refrigerator. You get some lunch meat out of it. I'm not eating right here. Hit a wrapper, cause that shit gonna deteriorate. I bought some eggs. They hatched in line. You can't, and black folks will make up a lie. My grandmama, you tell old folks some shit like government shut down. Lord have mercy, the government shut down. Ain't no plane in the sky. They still flying. Where are they flying at? They flying illegally because they ain't supposed to be up in the air. The government shut down. I mean, it was people that didn't make no sense talking about the government shut down. My weed man talking about, dog, all I got is dime bags today, dog. This government shut down tripping. If you don't get your dumb ass out of here. Only black people suffer, them little baby mamas out there.
I can't use my EBT card.